And Mark Hunter's with us to go through this eight-race program at Pakenham this afternoon. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Nadia. Good, thank you.
Good to hear. Did you find much value at the meeting today?
Well, some pretty skinny fields. To be honest, there's not a heap of value in the races. As you can see, with some of those quaddie leagues, there's some short favourites and some small fields. But hopefully we've found the right ones.
Okay, well, let's have a look at this first race. It's over 1,400 metres for three-year-olds, and the scratchings are horses 4 and 8. The main ones in the market with the tab are number 2, Box on Collins, at $3.90. The 3 gives at $2.80, down to the 7, Ufay, at $5.50. And right down the bottom, Think Diamonds, who's been placed its last 2, is at $3.80.
Yeah, not much value here. They certainly look the 4 chances. I'm going with the favourite, number 3, Give. I thought it was okay at sale. Then went to Sandown, led up a much stronger race. Only weakened late, wasn't beaten that far behind a bureau. That's the best form in the race here. I think should be fully fit now, and it's the one to beat. To beat number 11, Think Diamonds. Coming off a little break, this horse, a trial recently at Traralgon. It ran quite well 2 starts ago behind Royal Disguise, and then battled on well in a stronger race at Flemington. Might need further, but we'll be running on. Number 7, Ufay. It was in the same race last time as Give. It was fair. And 2, Box on Collins, who was pretty basic on debut, but that was on heavy ground. Obviously searching for the dry track here might improve. 3, 11, 7, and 2.
3, 11, 7, and 2. The second is a maiden over the 1,400, and here runners 10 and 14 are out. We've got number 6, Tristano, who's at $5, down to See the Night, the 11 at $3.40. 12, You Would Think, who's had 2 runs back this prep as an odds-on favourite at $1.75.
Yeah, I'm going away from the favourite. I think number 11, See the Night's one of the better bets of the day. It's had a couple of runs back. It was on the heavy track at Maui. It battled on OK. Then got onto the synthetic in the same race as the favourite, and I thought it was a better run. First and second home from that race go around Saturday in town. They've got some chance. I think See the Night should be fully fit now. Got the claim for Ethan Brown. Just needs a little bit of luck from the gate, and I think it's the one to beat. To beat the favourite, number 12, You Would Think. It's had a couple of goes for the stable. It's been very disappointing. The blinkers go on here. I would say absolute D-Day. I couldn't possibly take odds on. Third pick, number 6, Tristano. Had the 1 run at Mildura. Got back, ran on quite nicely. And maybe next best, number 5, Stradista. It's drawn wide. I would imagine it will push forward. It battled on OK last time. Pretty keen here on number 11, 11, 12, 6 and 5.
11, 12, 6 and 5, so going against the odds on there, race 2. We go to the third, and this is a maiden over the 1,600. Take out runners 4, 13, 14 and the 15. Number 4, T for Shoe at $3.60. $9 Grand Casino. Pomando is at $3.30. 8 for Theatric, and then you've got Dixie Preacher, who's a $6 chance.
Again, a pretty even and moderate maiden, not a lot of chances. I think number 11, Theatric's good each way odds there. 2 starts ago behind Angelic Spirit on a better track. It fought on well. Got onto the softer track last time and wasn't disgraced. I think getting back on top of the ground here in a weaker race from a good gate gets a lovely run for Caitlin Mellion, and I could back it each way. To beat number 10, Pomando. It went around against Merchant Navy there before a spell. Resumed recently in the worst part of the track. Draws for a great run here. 12, Dixie Preacher. Okay, on debut, was a very bunch finish. And then number 5, T for Shoe, who was just okay last time, maybe fitter for that run. So it's going to have a bet here. It would be 11 each way, 11, 10, 12 and 5.
11, 10, 12 and 5 in race number 3 as we head over to the next race, the fourth event on the program, and having a look at the way that this market is shaping up with tab.com.au in the 70 over 1,400, where runners 2, 5 and 7 come out. You're only left with 4 runners here. And the 1 Emoji, his odds on at $1.75. Then you're down to Barefoot Tycoon at $2.80 and Familist at $5.50.
Yeah, as you can see, 4 runners left. Maybe number 3 would surprise, the rest wouldn't. I'll put them in the order of 4, 1, 6 and 3. Number 4, Barefoot Tycoon. Good win 2 starts ago in a handy race. And then last time, just nothing went right. It missed the start. There was no speed in the race. It was in an awkward spot and just never, ever got a chance to wind up in a sprint home. I would think here it ends up probably outside the leader, control the race, and just might be too strong the last bit. To beat number 1, Emoji, who always races well here. It's had a trial since that last run. It'll run well. Number 6, Famelist, just not suited last time. Was at Flemington and pushed forward outside the leader. I think a quieter ride wouldn't shock you. And next best, number 3, Tiny's Leap. So he probably settles last. has to pass them all, and I don't know if I can do that. 4, 1, 6, and 3.
So let me go 4, 1, 6, and 3. Race 5, this is the first leg of the Quaddie Mark over 1,200 metres. You can take out the 6. We've got number 2 at a litre at $3. It's the favourite down to the 3 Channing at 9. 3.10 there for Trembling, who's first up. 3.40 for Blythe Bell, and all the others are at longer odds. So three of them had a pretty similar quote.
Yeah, and with one of the first uppers here, number 4, Trembling. I thought the debut win at Yarra Glen, Yarra Valley on the dry was outstanding. It sat behind them, was just far too strong. Then got onto a very heavy track up at Ballarat and struggled there. Resumes, gets back on top of the ground. We don't know how it's going, but if it's anywhere near that debut effort, it's the one to beat. To beat number 2 at a litre, a little bit of time between runs, but certainly a suitable race here. 5, Blythe Bell, got back, ran on well last time in a pretty moderate race. It's got a hope. And 3, Channing, who's turned into a bit of a rat at the gate that just refuses to leave the barriers. They've taken the visors off. It's drawn 1, got Bradrell Willer on. It can find its best form. It's competitive. But it's not, doesn't really look in the mood for racing at the moment. 4, 2, 5, and 3.
So we go 4, 2, 5, and 3 in race number 5. Well, the 6th race, this is a 64 over a 1,000, and here number 4 comes out. You've got number 1, Dominant Way, at $6.50. $6 for number 2, Secretan. Then you're down to Doc's Hero at $6.50. Palma Morenti, who's an $8.50 chance. 7 for Written Consent. Something Violet's at $4.60, and Hope You Don't Mind at $4.80.
I thought this is the value race, Marty. I'm going with number 7, Palma Morenti, who's just hopeless on wet ground. Gets back on top of the ground here. It does drop back to 1,000 metres, and we'll need every bit of that distance. To put the blinkers on, it'll settle back in the pack. I just hope they run along enough and it can roar down the outside at good odds. To beat number 6, Doc's Hero, who's changed stables here to Colin Scott. It's jumped out recently and jumped out really well. I think it'll run well fresh for the new stable. 8, Written Consent, ran on strongly last time, just failed. They're the three horses I'm working around, 7, 6, 8. Next best, number 9, Something Violet, who's been racing in better grade, been going just fairly. I think it's absolute D-Day for this horse. 7, 6, 8, then 9.
7, 6, 8, and 9. The 7th is over 2,200, and here you can take out runners 4 and the 14. Number 1, The Ultimatum, is at 5, down to 3, Red Velvet Swing at $3.20. Then you're right down to the 11, Zoffany Rose, who's at $5.50, and the 12, Riverina Bell at $4.80.
Yeah, I think they're the main chances. The market sorted them out. I'll go with the favourite, number 3, Red Velvet Swing, who 2 starts ago on the Geelong Synthetic, pretty much had the race put on for it. They went berserk up front, but it still did win really well. Failed last time in town. Gets back to its right grade here. Much more suitable race, and it's the one to beat. To beat number 1, The Ultimatum. Just about ready to win this horse. Got a fair way back last time and kept on grinding away. 11, Zoffany Rose. Broke through for a win 3 starts ago. The last 2 runs have been really good. Got that claim for Jess Eaton. It's got a chance. And then number 12, Riverina Bella, who's taken its time to find its form for the new stable. Its last run was better. It might be on the improve. It's got some hope as well. 3, 1, 11 and 12.
3, 1, 11 and 12. On the final event, race 8 over 1,600. No scratchings. And we've got an odds onny here in number 2, Petrarca, at $1.65. Inner Strength is at $6.50. Crisis Point at 9. Wicked Sensation is at $6.
Yeah, short odds. It does look the winner. I don't know if I could rush in at the shorts. I think maybe we'll just take it in the multiples, number 2, Petrarca. It's had the 2 runs back from a spell. They've both been good. It was very strong to the line last time. The mile suits, it'll get a great run. As I say, cramped odds, but does look the one to beat. Beat number 1, Robbo the Bold. It'll be your value for the multiples. Simple equation for this horse. It just needs a mile on the Pakenham Synthetic, and it runs well. It'll do the same again. Third pick, number 5, Wicked Sensation. 2 runs back from a spell. I wish it did a little bit more last time, but it was a good form race and getting fitter. And next best, number 3, Crisis Point. I think place only there. 2, 1, 5, then 4.
2, 1, 5, and 4. Mark, what's your best roughie, quaddie, and your player of the day?
Marty, my best is race 2, number 11, See the Night. My roughie is race 6, number 7, Palma Morenti. My quaddie will cost you $45 for a dollar. We'll go first leg, 2, 4, 5. Second leg, 6, 7, 8. Third leg, 1, 3, 9, 11, and 12. And we'll come home one out with number 2, Petrarca. And the Daily Double, again, we'll come home one out. We'll go first leg, 6, 7, 8 into number 2.
Brilliant, Mark. Good putting. Thank you.
Thanks, Nadia.